If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1369. Best Morning Routine for Weight Loss, Part 2, by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1368. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Best Morning Routine for Weight Loss, Part 2, by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. I used the habit stacking method to get my body used to getting up early, and it can work for you too. First, determine your end goal and what time you want to be getting up, if everything was ideal, and compare that to where you are now. You'll then need to do some simple math and figure out how long it might take you to get to your goal. It is possible to change your morning wake-up time within as little as 1 month. Next, you're going to slowly start to wake up earlier. Seriously, just 5 to 10 minute changes every few days. This allows your body to get used to getting up earlier and doesn't feel as scary and daunting as attempting to wake up 2 hours before you do now. For example, say you now wake up at 7 a.m. and you want to wake up at 5 a.m. You know that you need to make up the 2 hour gap and want to do this within a month. That means you have to wake up about 5 minutes earlier every other day to hit your goal. So tomorrow, instead of waking up at 7 a.m., wake up at 6:55 a.m. 2 days later, wake up at 6:50 a.m. 2 days after that, 6:45 a.m., and so on. You'll do this until you hit that time you are aiming for. By telling yourself you only need 5 more minutes, you can get rid of excuses and take action. Types of exercise for busy folks. There are lots of different exercises that you can do as a busy parent, and they are simple to add into a morning routine. You can choose to work out at the gym or at home. If you are working out at the gym, sleep in your gym clothes so that you can wake up and be out the door before the kids wake up. This doesn't work in my house because my kids get up so early and my partner has to be out the door at 6:30, so I couldn't leave them without my partner. But if you have a partner who goes into work later than that, this is a totally doable plan. Predetermine what you're going to do so that you aren't wasting any time once you're at the gym. Find a class or download a workout plan that puts you in a good mood and something you won't dread. If you are attempting to do a workout you don't love, it's going to be so much easier to hit the snooze than get up. Find something fun and energizing, like morning yoga, or if you're into it, a dance class. If you choose to work out at home, you have a ton of options too. This is what I do because I don't have to worry about childcare or driving anywhere. I have days where I work out in my pajamas and look like a mess, but I don't care because no one sees me. I like streaming on-demand workouts and have used them for the past few years. I actually haven't worked out in a gym in years. I love working out at home and found that there are workouts I can do with my kids that encourage them to get involved. I like to lift weights, so I got a pair of speed weights to change the weight faster. We have a set at home and have used them for years. I bring these into our playroom each morning, and my kids watch their TV show, and I get in 30 to 40 minutes of a nice workout. Fasted versus non-fasted cardio. I find that fasted workouts work better for me and my metabolism and weight loss. If you need to eat something pre-workout, this is a great time for a small carbohydrate and protein combo. A small piece of whole grain toast topped with peanut butter should be enough to give you the energy to push through. I also have times where I take a pre-workout when it's been a long night and I'm extra tired. Whenever you decide to work out, know that it's possible to create a good routine around it. I suggest doing the workout in the mornings to take care of you first, but know that any movement is better than none. You just listened to part two of the post titled Best Morning Routine for Weight Loss by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Kara's stacking method for waking up early is very effective. In fact, I'll give credit to my mom for using this on me. When I was in grade school, summers were a time of staying up late and waking up late. After all, those were the days of having zero responsibilities. My brother and I, Justin of Optimal Living Daily, would have free rein to do pretty much whatever we wanted during the day. That meant by the time September rolled around and school was about to get started, we weren't ready for the early mornings that the school day required. So about 3 weeks before the first day of school, my mom would start to wake us up just a few minutes earlier each day. 5 or 10 minutes earlier was not dramatic enough for me to notice. But after 3 weeks, we were definitely more ready for those early school mornings. I can't say I was ready for those long school days, but at least getting up earlier wasn't nearly as painful. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.